This is the Quality News Network. Authorities in Seattle, Washington have made two arrests and the shooting deaths of six people. Their bodies discovered this morning at a Woodside compound just outside the city. The identities of the male and female suspects have not been released. Investigators have not officially identified the victims, but say it is likely that they are three generations of one family, including two toddlers. The U.S. Senate met in pro forma session for a total of 9 seconds as part of an ongoing power struggle with President Bush. Mr. Bush was prevented from appointing a nominee for Assistant Attorney General. From his ranch today in Crawford, Texas, though, President Bush did sign the federal budget bill that allocates $555 billion for 14 federal agencies, plus the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Two U.S. soldiers were killed in northern Iraq on Christmas Day, bringing the official U.S. military death toll in Iraq to 3,900. Egyptian leaders are rejecting Israel's complaints over weapons being smuggled into Gaza, calling them a smokescreen. Diplomatic talks between Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak are expected to continue. Serbian officials are saying no to the European Union over the independence of Kosovo. Serbia's prime minister and president both told the EU that they would never join with a united Europe if Kosovo is also given equal independent status. At least 76 people were killed in western Indonesia by current landslides caused in heavy rain. Several villages in the region are flooded. In Nepal, search and rescue efforts continue at the site of a bridge that collapsed yesterday, killing at least 15 people, some 100 still missing. South Korean naval officials say they don't expect to find the 14 sailors who disappeared yesterday when their cargo ship sank off the South Korean coastline. In Panama, a 12-year-old American girl is the only survivor of a plane crash in a mountainous region of the Central American country. The CEO of a U.S. hedge fund, his teen daughter, and the plane's pilot all died in the accident, which is under investigation by Panamanian authorities. And a 300-pound Siberian tiger escaped from its enclosure at the San Francisco Zoo last night, killing one spectator and injuring two others. You're listening to the Quality News Network.
I know your secret. Nobody told me, but I know. Every time your little girl wants you to read her a story and you tell her you're too busy, I know. When your boy needs help with homework and you tell him to ask his mother, I know. Your wife asks you whether the warranty is still good on the broken dishwasher and you tell her you're too tired to look for it, I know. You're very good at keeping the secret, but it does take a lot of effort to keep the charade going. It could be very scary and embarrassing if anyone found out. But I know your secret. You can't read. Neither can 93 million